transferred back to Australia for at least around 2 months is the guesstimate, until it's safe enough for the horse to travel. Obviously, that rules him out of races like the New Zealand Trotting Cup and the Inter-Dominion Series, and he may well return to the races, but it'll be probably a recuperation period of somewhere in the realms of 8 to 12 months. So it's going to be a long layoff for Chicago Bull. And look, he was pretty much sitting at the top of the tree with the current racing crop, Chicago Bull. So quite an untimely accident for the horse and connections in the Hall stable. But one of those incredible things. As a consequence, Tiger Tara is now the top-ranked pacer in the Inter-Dominion Series, which gets underway in December, and Let It Ride, who went around last night in the Nick Roben, Let It Ride is ranked number two. But, yeah, shocking news for Chicago Bull, but reports are, Kev, as you mentioned, he may well return to the races, but it'll be a lengthy layoff.
It's extraordinary to think that you could suffer that sort of injury to that extent and still be considered down the track well enough to go back. So the healing powers are amazing things.
Oh, incredibly. And look, today's modern science and the methodologies adopted to help, well, I guess we can say not just beast, but certainly man. There's a lot of obvious advances in medical and veterinary science, and as a consequence, we'll more than likely see Chicago Bull back at the track. One horse we probably will not be seeing at the track anymore is the Mighty Lazarus.
Mm.
It was confirmed in a Mick Gearan tweet, and there was a bit of speculation yesterday doing the rounds on social media, but as we understand it, the horse will stand stud. There's a deal being brokered between a leading stud in the US where he'll stand for $10,000, which is a good coin, and he goes to the breeding barn Lazarus on the back of having had 6 US starts. Was successful on a couple of occasions, had some good battles with McWicked, but Lazarus will stand in 2019. So that's at this stage it for Lazarus.
Wow. Mm. How good it was to see him run. And
Look, amazing, Kev. He was one of those horses where he, you know, I sometimes question, I think he was a superior stayer than a sprinter, yet he still went over there and was running ridiculous times. And we get lucky, you know. We forget just how lucky we are in the jobs that we have, Kev, that we get to see all these superstar horses, whether it's and greyhounds, of course, superstar racing animals, and we get to talk about them.
Well, there's one family of harness racing, well, plenty of champion harness racing families, the Turnbulls, who've had their share of absolutely wonderful horses. Steve, standing by to have a chat to you. We should look at Menangle last night, Fred.
Yeah, we'll catch up with Steve in a moment. Menangle, the Queensland Raiders, with to the fore with Adam Richardson and Chantel Turpin combining for an early double with Watch Pulp Fiction and Bull Market. Trainer Mal Locke, he picked up his first Metro win with Gotta Go Henry by the barest possible. It was a nose, a great battle up the stretch with Red Bank Blaze. And then, of course, Joe and Mary Rando, they continue their dominance of Metro trotting races. They've got a great record in the Metro races, and Romper's Monarchy was able to score. But the feature race last night was a Group 3 event named after a terrific bloke. Many people would remember Nick Roben fondly. He was a former coordinator, racing coordinator at 2KY back in the day, and of course transitioned to television on Sky Racing, and sadly we lost Nick about 14 years ago, but his memory lives on with the race named in his honour each year at Menangle, the Nick Roben at Group 3 level.
They come to the turn. It's Joe Star of Mia. My Alpha Rocks there in second spot, but might be under sufferance. Mac Doro's about to ease one off the inside. Wes, Let It Ride. 8-9 wide on that turn as they straighten. 27-3 the split. Joe Star of Mia, the leader. On the outside of it is Mac Doro. Running home now is Raka Roller. And right down the outside, Maxi Man's putting in with Let It Ride the deepest. It's on the outside, Maxi Man going out after Joe Star of Mia, who's packing plenty. Joe Star of Mia staves them off, and Joe Star of Mia has broken the 150 and has beaten either Maxi Man or Real Stride, who burst through the middle just in behind those runners.
149.3, Kev. A staggering performance. And joining us online is trainer Steve Turnbull. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Great to catch up with you. I think this is the first time we've had a chat on a Sunday morning, and quite apt that we do it with Joe Star of Mia. 149.3, were you shocked by the time?
In the run, I was watching it, and I thought, oh, Amanda thinks she's on atomic red here. She just kept giving going, and I didn't think he'd keep going down the straight, but he kept kicking.
Yeah, no, it was a very brave performance. Steve, he was always a horse that was good in his juvenile seasons. He made a couple of Group 1 finals and placed in them, made a Chariots as a four-year-old. But would it be fair to say that he's gone to another level with a bit of age and maturity on his side?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he just keeps stepping up. He was always a nice horse in the bush and winning a couple of heats of the country series and then going down there and probably just getting run down and things like that. But he seems to, with a little bit of spacious racing down there, like every fortnight, he's just got stronger and stronger.
Yeah, this season, he's had six goes. He's won four of them. He's placed in the other, and the unplaced effort was a fourth in 149.2, and he was only beaten a few lengths on that occasion. It's kind of like he's playing first grade now, and because he's racing these good horses, it's sort of taking him with them. Again, is that something you see since he's been racing these, you know, group horses? His racing has improved out of sight.
Oh, for sure. He was in the Chariots and races like that. He was he had nice runs back along the fence and just kept there, but without flattering. And yeah, that just this last month and that he's just kept improving.
Great attribute is his speed. He's got speed. He can do it at both ends of his races.
Yeah, he's pretty relaxed as well. So if they slow up in the longer journey, it doesn't worry him. He'll come back here pretty good. He's pretty good all like that. He can do it both ends.
John Starr not only races the horse, but bred the horse, and he's been a great you know, investor of in horse flesh and racing stock, John. And he must be getting excited as you are with the prospect of Anita Dominion only a month away.
Yeah, that's right. John deserves to get a good one because he has spent a lot of money over the years on different horses and breeding as well. So he deserved to get one that. A bit above average.
Star of Mia, the dam of Joe's Star of Mia. I can remember her putting a nice little sequence of form together at Harold Park towards the back end of the existence of Harold Park. I think she won about 10 or 12 races. She was a very useful race mare.
Yes, it's been a good breed to me. I think Star Riders are the same here, and
yes.
They've both done a good job. And yeah, and a couple of other young ones showed a little bit of ability as well. So, yeah, she's done a good job.
Are there any, I know Star of Me is no longer with us, but, I mean, we've got Star Rider. And it was only, am I right in saying about 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, that she produced a double with both Star Rider and Joe Star of Me?
Yeah, that could be right too. I didn't think it might have even been that long ago. And he's just a little bit under the free-for-alls, but in the next great down, he ran a nice third again last night. He's just a consistent little fly.
Well, they're the sort of bread-and-butter horses you need around the stable, I guess, Steve, those ones that keep trying and doing their best, and if they pick up a check, that's even better.
Yeah, well, it makes the trip worthwhile if you know that one of them's going to bring home a check. And yeah, if you go all the way down there with no hopes at all, you think, well, this is a waste of time. But he's always thereabouts. A little bit. Yeah.
And what about how many horses are you working these days?
Been pretty quiet through the winter. Got down to around the 20 mark. Kicked up again now up around the 35. And a few of the young ones have come back in. And yeah, so we're hoping. I raced most of the horses through the winter, so they went out from below. Art series and a few like her, so they've just come back into work now. So we're looking forward to next season with them.
And what about babies? There's many in the barn. 2 year olds.
Yeah, got a brother to her art series alike, and brother to Atomic Red. Yeah, there's a few that are breeding, and I know it's only early stages yet, but I'm happy with them so far.
Good stuff. Now, just back to the Inter Dominion, I had a look at the rankings today, and Joe Starr, a bit like a radio DJ, started out at about 47 in the first rankings, and is rising up the charts with a bullet. Is sitting at about 25 for the third rankings. That win last night will certainly see him, I would imagine, go up even further. The fourth and final rankings, the 21st. So, again, that must be a massive thrill to have a horse that's lining up in the Interdoms.
Yeah, that's for sure. And his first ranking is fairway down, and then and he ran a couple of nice places to Kevy's horse, and we were hoping that it'd keep him coming up the chart. And then last night should confirm that he'll get a run, hopefully.
I'd be pretty confident in saying from 25 with last night's sub 150. And you're a member of the Elite 150 Club there with Joe Starr of Mia. I mean, I know these days we see more horses breaking the 150, but that doesn't mean it's an easy thing to do, does it?
That's for sure, yeah. I've had a few to run around the 50 at Tommy Red and a couple others, but, just to break that magic 50, it's a big thrill for sure.
Your memories of 2002, Smooth Satin, you're an Inter Dominion winning trainer driver. I don't think I've seen a bigger salute that night when Smooth Satin crossed the line. So you know what it takes to win a big one.
Yeah, a lot of work and a lot of luck.
Bit of work, bit of luck.
And a decent
horse.
That
helps.
That's for sure.
Great memories of Smooth Satin.
He could do it both ends, and he won over a mile 1 week, a Miracle Mile, and then 2 weeks later he won a stand over 2,900 metres. So he could do both ends and do whatever you wanted. He was terrific.
Still the best horse you've put a bridle on?
Yeah, it's going to take a nice one to go past him.
Maybe Jay Starr of Mia, who knows?
I hope so, but he's got a fair way to go yet.
Yeah, but he's doing his job, and that's all you can ask for at this stage. Steve, it's been wonderful having a chat. One of our living legends in harness racing in New South Wales. We should do it again soon, and best of luck with the upcoming series in Melbourne. Joe Starr of Mia, just before I let you go, what are you going to do with him between now and December?
Well, we've just been racing him every fortnight, and everyone's getting a little bit better. So we might keep doing something like that. So if we freshen up, he's a good door and that. So we'll just stick to the routine I think we've been doing the last month and see what happens.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's it.
Good on you, Steve. Great to talk to you, and best of luck in the coming weeks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
There he is, one of our living legends in harness racing. Of course, the son of the great AD Tony Turnbull of Hondo Grattan fame, and part of that famous dynasty, Kev, of the Turnbulls, and a nicer guy you won't come across. So well done to Steve, Jay Starr of Mia, and John Starr, who, of course, bred and races the horse.
Yeah, it's a very strong memory of my childhood, Fred, is going to the trots at Bathurst, where I grew up, and watching the red and blue of Tony Turnbull, the hoops, with Hondo Grattan. It was big in those days, King Frost and Parve Sadios and all those great horses. It was a huge night. Going to the trots at, it still is, I guess, in some venues, but certainly Bathurst back in those days was enormous with Hondo going around.
At the showground there, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the corner of the
fantastic
there, but great memories, and I echo those because I have fond memories of that halcyon era myself. Kev, before we wrap up our show, because I know we've got to get to the greyhounds in a moment, just two more pieces of news. Last night the Australian Driving Championships were held at Globe Derby Park, and New South Wales Todd McCarthy, a man who we've spoken to on several occasions on this program, he was able to score a victory in that. He was able to beat he ended up on 72 points. Adam Sanderson, 70, and Chris Lewis, 66. Our other representative was Ellen Rickson, and she did a great job running eighth on 51 points. But Todd McCarthy from New South Wales wins the Australian Drivers. And a really good initiative I just wanted to mention was announced by Harness Racing New South Wales. It's a drought assistance package. It runs between November 1 and January 31, where it'll be then further reviewed. But they're giving to trainers $17.50 per starter in a week for any horse that starts in a race, even if it's drawn as an emergency, or any horse that trials via the New South Wales handicappers, that horse in the period between Sunday to Saturday, so you don't get, if your horse races on Monday and backs up on Friday, you don't get two bites at it, but for each starter that that trainer has in that week, they'll get a $17.50 drought relief assistance that'll be paid in the fortnightly trainer's run, just to help with the feed, given the state of the state with drought. So that trainers don't have to apply, they don't have to do anything. Any starter that trains, so if a trainer has six starters for that week, they'll get six lots of $17.50 for those horses. It's a great initiative. Hats off to Harness Racing New South Wales for getting behind the trainers who are doing it tough. A lot of them are doing it tough, particularly those in some of the country areas. So I thought that was great news and great initiative by the board and the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales.
Indeed. Well done, Fred.
All right, we'll do it again next week, Kev.
Look forward to that. Enjoy your afternoon. What are you on the tools? Off for breakfast?
I will be doing some work today, some manual labour, which, for me, get those George Costanza hands. calloused.
That's right. Doesn't take much to get a blister, does it? Half an hour on the hammer. You're
my
gone.
My friend Frank the Irish plumber, he makes fun of my George Costanza hands every time I see him.
Well, enjoy that, Fred, and we'll catch up with you during the week.
It's hard work holding those binoculars. See you, Kev.
Too right. Thank you, mate. Fred Hastings there with the Greyhound part of Chasing and Pacing Rewind at 14 to 11. In a moment, we'll look at the Greyhounds.
There is only one way to celebrate Melbourne Cup Day in Sydney, and that's with live racing at Royal Randwick. The sound of thundering hooves will get the heart racing on a day full of fashion, exciting entertainment, and award-winning hospitality. Plus, the race that stops the nation live on the big screen. Get your colleagues and friends together to celebrate the Agency Melbourne Cup Race Day at Royal Randwick, Tuesday, November 6th. Don't miss out. Book at theracers.com.au.
90 footy legends. Six teams playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Monday mornings at 10:30, it's Going Greyhounds.
Yes, Going Greyhounds Monday and Sunday morning at 10:45. Of course, Chasing and Pacing Rewind, and we're into the chasing component of it. We'll get Mick Howley on from Greyhound Racing New South Wales in just a moment. But firstly, Tim Newbold's with us to look at what happened at Wentworth Park last night. Tim, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevy. Good morning, everyone. And the feature racing continued last night at Wentworth Park, and one of the oldest races on the New South Wales racing calendar, the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic, held centre stage. Some of the most promising pups in New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria lined up in the big one, and it was Deliver from down south for Shona and Jason Thompson, which claimed the big one in a time of 29.90. He was really good when he finished runner-up on debut at the track and trip a week earlier in the heat, and he took a stack of benefit out of a look around Wentworth Park. He sailed through into third position through the first turn. There was a few little dramas around the first turn. A few greyhounds were put out of play and were in all sorts of bother working to the back straight, and he got into a striking position down the back. He railed underneath the leaders, Tap Out Dusty and Mossery, took control on the top corner, and he shot away for a comfortable win at the end, a widening 4.5 lengths from Uzo, the baby in the field, trained by young Kayla Jane Coleman, and third on the race went to Greyhound number one, Tap Out Dusty, for Rod Metzler. As I said, 29.90 the overall time. He's an exciting young pup deliver. He's only had the 14 runs. He's won seven races. He's finished runner-up five times, and he cracked it for his first Group 1 last night at Wentworth Park, and I'm sure he's going to win many, many races. I know Connections have got a really big rap on Deliver, who took out last night's Group 1 Vic Peters Classic. Other notable performances on the night included Poco Dorado. She, of course, won the Sydney Cup at Wentworth Park just a few weeks ago. She then went down to the Meadows and she finished runner-up in the Tab Top Gun for the Stayers. Well, she finished, contested a 500-metre race last night, and she was outstanding. dropped back in trip, and she just gave the leaders 8 or 10 down the back, but stormed a victory in 29.98. That was a great performance. I'm sure Poco Dorado will be heading to the upcoming Bold Trees at Sandown Park. Bogan Dooney, talking about Melbourne, well, I'm sure she's heading to the Melbourne Cup Preludes coming up later this week. She ran 29.44, winning the free-for-all of the evening for Neil Staines. 2 weeks running, she's run 29.49 and 29.44. She's in peak form at the moment, Bogan Dooney, and I'm sure she'll be a worthy contender in the Melbourne Cup Preludes this coming Thursday night. Blue Moon Rising won a race over the 720 metres last night as well. His first crack over that journey, he ran 42.25, and Irinkle Ann won another race over the 720 metres. All in all, a fantastic night of racing at Wentworth Park last night. The highlight, Deliver, taking out the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic for Jason and Shona Thompson, and I'm sure he's going to win many, many more races as he progresses throughout his career.
Well done, Timmy. Thank you for that. Enjoy your day off, and we welcome in from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Mick Cowley. Mick, morning.
Hello, Kev. How are you, mate?
But I'm well.
Tim gets a day off.
Yeah, Tim gets a day off. He must have put in for it. We don't let him have days off normally.
I was going to say, mate, never used to happen.
The old days. So you concur with how he wrapped up the Vic Peters there?
Mate, fantastic night. Yeah, everyone loves Group 1 racing, and that was the case last night. And it's amazing racing, the way the wheel turns. Yeah, Deliver's part-owned by Vince Tullio. Vince obviously had another dog, which he trains, Awesome Catch, that was the fastest qualifier out of the heats a week earlier, but unfortunately got injured in the catching pen and had to be scratched from the final. And one goes out, one comes in, Deliver gets the prize for Vince, and as he said during the week, yeah, he sent it to the Thompsons. He only sends them the really good ones to train, and they certainly put the polish on it and won another big group race. Yeah, congrats to Vince and the Thompsons.
Let's just relive that one then.
Racing, Tap Out Dusty away cleanly. Mossa began brilliantly, went to the early lead. Tap Out Dusty's driving underneath him and has taken control. There's Dramas of the first turn in trouble. Club Double, likewise Coops. They go down the back. Tap Out Dusty led Mossa and railing through. Deliver, the Victorian sailed up on the rails, ran to the top. Then Uzo, a long break to Zipping Taylor. They run the home corner and Deliver is shot away. Uzo to second. Deliver will take out the Vic Peters. Deliver by four. Uzo's run second, third are tidy. Tap Out Dusty in a photo with Motson not too far away, Zipping Taylor. They were followed in by Coops, who found trouble at the first turn, likewise Club Double, and Irinka Lizzie caught the backwash. She wound up near the tail. They're run around 29.9.
So there we go. That was Tim's terrific call there of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic from last night at Wentworth Park. And, Mick, we might head north now. During the week, we had the Lismore Workers' Cup on Tuesday night. Again, terrific prize money, $40,000 to the winner. It's just serious cash. Fantastic.
It really is, Kev. It's, and the Northern Rivers is obviously a strong greyhound racing area, Grafton, Lismore Casino, that sort of area. And I'm so glad to see that they do get these races to race for. Casino Cup was not that long ago, and Lismore Cup, fantastic heats, produced a great final. And as you said, yeah, fantastic night on Tuesday night, and yeah, let's have a listen to it.
Bad Neighbour making pace out wide on the tracker, and further off the track was Del Rey drifting back there. Trick of the Parasite driving through the inside was Finer Rain, so too was Big Bad Bob into a lovely position, and towards the tail was Cooler Jasper down the side, and the leader Raven is having a crack. Fabric in the outside, Bad Neighbour is there, and further back the Finer Rain, but coming away in the last little bit, Raven is will win the cup. Went on to be Fabric and Bad Neighbour maybe in front, then was Finer Rain, Big Bad Bob, further back Ticket to Paris, and the last couple Cooler Jasper and Del Rey.
No real surprise, was it? It was pretty well tried in the market.
It was, and I think the fact that it was drawn, you know, close to the rail, that was its fifth start from the two box, and made 5 wins from 5 starts out of the two. A fantastic record, that dog. Yeah, it's had 22 wins from 42 starts and placed in 15 of the other 20. It's not a bad strike rate. You'd love to have a few of those in your kennel, Kev. And fantastic story too for Ken Staines, who actually turns 70 tomorrow, so you know, happy birthday to Ken. But on Tuesday night, it would have been his mother's 98th birthday. Unfortunately, she passed away a little while back, but it was an emotional Ken. Ken's usually like a lot of greyhound trainers, yeah, very hard, very tough, very rugged. But Ken was reduced to a few tears when he was reflecting on that after the win on Tuesday night. So, as I said, fantastic. Fantastic story, and another great race. And yeah, Raven Ismir, it wasn't that long ago, qualified through the Lismore series to get into the semi-finals of the Million Dollar Chase, but unfortunately an injury meant that she wasn't able to take a place in those semis, so Ken then decided to set her for the Lismore Cup and won the heat off box two, won the final off box two, and yeah, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, excellent. Talk us through Pindari Express, talented but unlucky.
Seems to be the case, Kev. Yeah, Tracy Screws has got, she trains at Chifley in the eastern suburbs. Yeah, one of the few eastern suburbs trainers. There's not that many of them around these days. But Tracy's had Pindari Express. It's had 8 runs for 6 wins. Track record at Bulleye, track record at Maitland. Yeah, I remember when the Million Dollar Chase series was announced. Pindari Express was one of the early pre-post favourites that, yeah, it has that much ability, the dog. Unfortunately, though, injury in the lead-up to those qualifiers for the Million Dollar Chase meant that, unfortunately, Pindari Express had to miss out on that. And then Tracy was getting it ready to run in the preludes this Thursday of the Melbourne Cup. And unfortunately, again, a foot injury. So that's meant that the two biggest races in Australia, the Million Dollar Chase and the Melbourne Cup, unfortunately, Pindari Express is going to have to miss out on both of them. But yeah, still young, still plenty of future ahead. And hopefully, Tracy will be able to get him right very soon. And he'll be back on our tracks running some of those fast times again.
Reading a story about Pindari Express and Tracy, the trainer you mentioned there, talking about the fact that her father suggested to her that if you have dogs, even if you haven't got many, they should always have a companion. And Pindari Express has a girlfriend, so to speak, Angel, retired, who goes everywhere with him as a companion, and very important to keep a dog calm.
Absolutely right, Kev. Yeah, no, that's I remember that story myself. It actually travelled down to Warrigal. They went down for heats of the Warrigal Cup and then back for the final of the Warrigal Cup, and they took Angel down with Pindari Express as well, just for a bit of company, as you said, to keep calm, to keep relaxed, and no one likes to travel alone, you know that yourself.
That's right.
So it's good to have someone to talk to or yap to on the way down and back. Obviously, whatever works, punters and trainers are very suspicious characters. Any time that something does work, you stick with it. And obviously, this works for Pindari Express.
Well said. As we wrap it up, Mick, let's look at Dubbo. We've got a big day in Dubbo. We have harness racing there this afternoon. The first there comes up at 1:56, and then we're also staying in Dubbo for greyhound racing tonight. The first at 5:54.
It's been a big weekend in the Central West. They had Harry and Megan there a few weeks ago, but they had big race meeting there yesterday, the Gallops, and as you said, harness on today. And the dogs tonight, we don't have a lot of New South Wales Sunday night meetings. We used to have Canberra race on the Sundays, but that doesn't happen anymore. But tab-wise, Dubbo on a Sunday night is fantastic. And it is a fantastic 10-event card too. One of the features that I'm looking forward to is the Les Leonard Memorial. It's race 4 on the program, and it sees the clash of Caitlin Keeping, Nangar Gifted, and there's a new one about the South that's out of the David Pringle kennel. And David, obviously, amongst his best was obviously Shaky Jake, who had one start at Wentworth Park, broke the track record and was then retired to stud. David also did train his wife Danielle, owned Midnight Starlet, which was a finalist in the Million Dollar Chase. And they've got this new one about the South. It's had 2 starts, 2 wins. They took it to Canamble over the long weekend in October, and it won the 10,000 to the winner maiden there. So it's obviously got plenty of ability, and they're producing it first up or third up on their home track at Dubbo this evening. So it'll be an interesting clash, that race. Caitlin Keeping, obviously, another one that contested the Million Dollar Chase series, won the Black Top at the Gardens before that series. So a lot of ability in the Central West.
And that market's out, by the way. Caitlin Keeping, $1.65 fixed odds. Nangar Gifted, $4.80. A Metallic Flash at $4.20. So as it suggests there, it's a reasonably close go at this stage. Okay, anything else you'd like to mention here today, Mick?
Mate, well, whilst we're on that Dubbo meeting, we might as well throw one out for the punters. Best bet on the card, let's go race 3, the dog in the blue, Red Azalea. One at Dubbo, 2 runs back in best of the night, from a decent kennel. Certainly should be a good chance, I reckon, in race 3 at Dubbo tonight. And aside from all the New South Wales racing, obviously there's Melbourne Cup preludes and obviously the Boltrice Stayers heats will be on the following week. So it's all happening. The focus shifts south of the border. Quite a few New South Wales greyhounds heading down to contest those events. Yeah, we've got to put on the blue and parochially cheer them down there, Kev.
All right. Well done, Mick. Thanks for chatting with us today for Chasing and Pacing Rewind. And we'll catch up with you. Are you on next week?
I will be indeed, Kev.
I'll look forward to that.
Likewise, mate. I'll have a good week.
Speak to you then. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Kate.
Mick Curley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales there. And, yeah, pretty interesting stuff there about what's going on there in the world of greyhound racing.